Good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Right, I'm sitting up and paying attention. Give me the 101. Give me the 101 on the MMT.
This is quite a heavy topic for a Wednesday morning, Mike, but I want to talk about modern monetary theory. Now, before everybody dashes off to get a cup of coffee, this, I think, could be important. This is a debate swirling in the US at the moment, and this is a line of thinking that I think will become, or has the potential to become, a topic in the US as we lead into the US elections in 2020. And this is a line of thinking about monetary policy, and the reason it's come to the fore, it's being cited by probably the more left-wing leading sides of the Democratic Party to make their case for a kind of massive government spending on this, what they call this Green New Deal. Now, this theory has got, history goes back to the early 20th century, early 1900s, and put very simply, it suggests that a country such as the US basically can't default on debt denominated in its own currency, and it basically should just print or create money. If it needs to do stuff, if the government needs to fund things, just print the money. No, don't worry about it. Just go for it. But where this is really going to come into play, I think, Mike, is if there's any slump in growth leading into those 2020 elections, and that is actually a real possibility. Now, there's a great big tome on this topic was published in February, which is one of the reasons why it's come to light. And the authors were this guy called William Mitchell. He's an economist at the University of Newcastle, Australia. There was another US academic, a guy called Randall Ray, and another emeritus professor at Newcastle, Martin Watts. And the public or the media element of this debate has really been lifted because your friend Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has floated increased deficit spending to address climate change. The thing is, this debate has really got elevated in the last few days, basically because so many high-profile people have come out and said that it's rubbish. People like Warren Buffett, Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, Larry Summer, former US Treasury Secretary, Larry Fink, he's the CEO of BlackRock. I mean, Jerome Powell basically said the concept is just wrong. Now, normally we just pass this off and say, look, this is just another one of these debates. But, Mike, this spectre of slowing global growth, this spectre of potentially the US going into recession, say, in 2020, means that this basically could crop up leading into the election, and you never know, it could get some sort of momentum. So fascinating. I'll watch this one with a great deal of interest. Very and there you go, 101.
Well
modern
done.
Monetary
no,
theory.
That was very good and well worth paying attention to. I note they put the bill of Ortiz's plan at $93 trillion. So good luck with that. Now, Apple, what did they make of it? Did they like it, the market?
Yeah, let's talk about Apple. I think this was announced on Monday. So on Monday, Apple unveiled these new digital services, and it's now getting quite a lot of attention. I think Apple Streaming probably garnered most of the attention initially, but the announcement's a bit more than that. You've got Apple Streaming, you've got a gaming subscription, you've got Apple News Plus, you've got a credit card in there as well. I mean, Apple TV Plus really is a product to take on Netflix. And they had a whole lot of celebrities on hand, didn't they, to sort of validate the service. I think they had Oprah, they had Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. They're rolling out Steven Spielberg and saying, you know, he's going to be there. There won't be any advertising on Apple News Plus or Apple TV Plus, but you'll get it on an Apple device. I think some smart TVs are going to come with it as well. News Plus, now this is going to give you access to dozens of publications for, I think, $10 a month, they're quoting, aren't they, US. So it's sort of the Netflix of news. And actually, Mike, to me, this sounds pretty good because I have a whole heap of different subscriptions to different newspapers. Put them in one place and I'll be a fan. The question is, how much does that cannibalize those existing businesses for the underlying publications? Then you got Apple Arcade, which is gaming. I don't know a lot about that, but it'll be about 100 games there. No one really knows what's going to happen here. Like, this is a very crowded space. It's very fragmented. The interesting thing is that 5 years ago, Apple would have been up there launching a new iPhone, wouldn't they? So this is all about getting that services line in the profit and loss moving and getting that up. Like Monday, Mike, the share price was about 1.2% lower at the end of trading. Current trading, the share price is up a little bit more than that. So it's a guarded reaction at the moment.
Okay.
I think, Mike, if it's not too expensive, people just take it on by default. It's just another thing that they can watch. So at the moment, the reaction muted is what I would call it.
What are the numbers?
Dow's on a bit of a lift, actually, up 126 points, 25,643. The S&P 500 up 16 points, 2814, and the Nasdaq 7696, they're up about 59 points as well. So market bouncing back. FTSE 100, 7204, they gained 27 points, 0.37%. The Nikkei up 451, strong bounce back there, 2.15%, closing at 21428. Shanghai Composite, 2997, they were down 46. ASX 200, 6130, barely moved. NZX 50 up 559574. On the currencies, 0.6915 US, 0.9680 Aussie, 0.6124 euro, 0.5227 pounds, 76.37 yen. Gold trading $1,315.79. Brent crude $67.84.
Yep, good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, the expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.